Welcome into another spring football update here on the Huskers Radio Network podcast. I'm Jessica Cootie. Over halfway through spring ball now, with the annual spring game coming up just a week from this Saturday, I got a chance to catch up with a few more players this week. We're covering it all today, offense, defense, and special teams. Let's start with one of the leaders for Tony White's defense, the senior defensive back out of Lincoln who returned for another season. Isaac Gifford felt like he had some unfinished business in the Husker uniform. Well, happy birthday, Isaac Gifford. I know this happens every year, but you got to love being able to have your birthday and be out on the football field with your brothers.
Yeah, no, it's pretty fun. This is my first, like, I think my first birthday on a practice day, you know, so it's pretty fun.
You know, just going into this season overall, how do you feel like spring's gone so far for this group?
It's been good. You know, we're levels ahead of where we were last year. Obviously, new coaching staff. But, you know, it's fun to see how much guys have just taken from the defense and are running with it. So it's been fun.
You know, I want to go back to last December when you made the decision that you wanted to return. What went into that decision? Why did you want to come back and be here another year?
Gosh, it didn't feel right leaving. I just felt like there's unfinished stuff that I haven't gotten to. And so I wanted to come back, and thankfully I was able to and get another year to play football.
We hadn't had a chance to talk to you, but that video was epic with Bryce Benhart. How did that come about?
No, that was all the video team. They're freaking awesome at their job. You know, they always come up with all these great ideas. So that was all them. That was not me.
How was it just the reception from Husker Nation when you made that announcement?
Yeah, it was pretty cool to get all those responses.
So going into spring football and being, you know, such a big leader you were last year, but have you changed your approach at all? How have you approached going into this spring?
Yeah, you know, my fourth spring, you know, so I've kind of came at it with the approach of, man, I'm going to be deliberate in everything that I do. You know, I know what I need to fix. I know I need to fix my man progression and all that stuff. So I go into every practice and I have one thing that I want to fix.
How special is it to you guys? Got a lot of guys coming back that have played a lot of ball together, but being able to go through this again with some of those guys like Ty and Nash, and the list goes on and on.
Yeah, you know, it's so nice to have those guys. Just having Ty and Nash, veteran guys that played a lot of football, you know, it's nice because it's not on me or on MJ Sherman. You know, you have veteran guys that people can go to.
You know, with the two guys that left, with Luke and Nick, and how instrumental they were to this defense, how has that communication changed? How have you seen guys maybe step up and fill some of that role?
You know, there's a lot of guys that are stepping up. You know, John Bullock has been one of those guys. He stepped up in the linebacker room and really showed up.
So the communication thing, have you guys worked with that at all yet? Because Coach White said you might be one of those guys.
Yeah, no, I got one in there. You know, it's going to be different. You know, we're going to have to get used to it. We haven't used it a ton yet, but we're just kind of getting into it.
You know, just for this defense and what you guys were able to establish last year, how has that changed the hunger, the motivation just to step it up a notch going into the spring?
Yeah, you know, I think last year, going like learning the defense, there might have been some doubt, right? Like, it's a new defense, guys are learning it, you don't know if it's gonna work, and we've seen it works. Mm-hmm. So I think guys are pumped up to see what we could do this year.
You've been a big fan of Coach Coop, Evan Cooper, and the work that he's done with you personally. How has that changed and evolved going into year two with him?
Yeah, you know, I think we have a mutual respect for each other, and we trust each other a lot, and he really pushes me to be a better player. You know, he makes me uncomfortable, which is great. That's what I'm looking for. So I love Coop. He's awesome.
How about some of the young defensive backs? Seems like that's a pretty loaded room with talent, and you guys got some some competitiveness going on back there.
Yeah, no doubt. There's a lot of competition, a lot of guys pushing for spots, you know. Mario Buford has been great. He's playing safety and corner and all these positions, and he's balling out.
How is it having two Bufords in the room?
It's funny. Marquise is like, man, he might be my brother, you know. He's pretty good.
Oh, that's awesome. How about the wide receivers and matching up with those guys?
Yeah, they got some speed. You know, they look really good. They're making us better. They're getting us ready for the fall. You know, they got a great receiving core. They're young, but they're good.
What needs to happen for this team the remainder of spring to set yourselves up for what needs to come after that?
I think we just need to remember that we're preparing for the fall right now. So it starts now and it goes all the way to August.
To the offense and the O-line, starting center Ben Scott. His fellow offensive lineman said he fit in right away this time a year ago after transferring from Arizona State. And Ben says he's much more comfortable now as he enters year number two with the Huskers. Over halfway through this thing now, how's spring ball going for the O-line?
It's going pretty good, you know. That was our eighth practice in, and I think we're all meshing pretty good and working hard and competing every day, so it's working out good.
Your second year now, but everybody said it felt like you'd been here for 10 years already, the way you fit in immediately. But how has it felt different this spring, going through this with this group and Coach Raiola for the second time?
Oh, just basically having all the guys, most of the guys back and being in the same offense for the second spring, it feels so much better. I think we're miles ahead of where we were last spring, and I think that it's just building on it every day and just getting better, like all the little stuff now is key.
You were a little banged up at the end of last season. How are you feeling health-wise?
Oh, I feel great. I think 8 practices in, and I feel amazing. You know, we're going out there competing, so it feels good.
What does that do for an offensive line group going into spring ball that there are so many guys that have played so many snaps together?
Oh, it's great. You know, you play with so many different guys and so many lineups, rotating guys in and here and there because, you know, it's just spring. We're trying to figure out everyone's strength and work on all of our weaknesses, so it feels good having guys rotating in and knowing that they know what they're doing and that they can play ball.
We saw Justin Evans come in last year for you a couple times. He moved around on the line. How has he been this spring moving into even a bigger role for you guys?
Oh, yeah, he's basically a veteran now. We're all just treating him like a veteran. He's no longer a young guy. And, you know, he's capable of being really, really good. And, you know, you saw him last season go in there and, do really good in the games. And seeing him at left guard and coming in for center, and he's just a dog. You know, he goes in there and does his thing.
That versatility for you guys, being able to move guys in and out, how important is that? How much is that something that Coach Raiola wants to be able to move guys around wherever it's needed?
Yeah, versatility in our O-line room is great, and I think that we all pride ourselves on playing multiple positions and being moved around like that. And it's important because guys get banged up all the time, and maybe someone's not doing that good, so they get moved around. And, yeah, it's important to have backups and guys that can play multiple positions.
Some of those young, well, they were true freshmen last year. Now they're moving into year two. How have those guys come along, guys like Gunner and Sam and all those guys?
Oh, yeah. You know, they're year ones under their belt, so they're in year two, and they're hitting it striding. So, you know, this is Gunner's second spring. I think the other guys is their first. So Gunner is hitting it and going, and all the other guys are hitting it too. So I think they're all doing pretty good.
You know, one of the things that's been talked about this O-line group was that you guys are coaching each other up, holding each other accountable, teaching. For an O-line to continue to grow and be where you want to be, how vital is that as a group that you guys can do that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I think it's important, especially since we have so many veteran guys on the O-line, it's important that we help the younger guys out because coach can only see so much sometimes. And, like, if we see it during the drill, like, we'll – coach them up right then and there so they know that the next rep, like what they need to work on. And that's important, you know, like if you see something in practice in a drill and you coach them up there, then in the competition periods and they'll fix it. So instead of waiting until the afternoon meetings, which is nice.
I talked to all the quarterbacks last week and the two young guys, the two freshmen, all alluded to how helpful it's been to have guys like you in front of them, the veteran guys. What role have you guys tried to take on in helping getting those freshmen acclimated to college football?
Oh, it's great. You know, you see them coming in. We do QC exchange. We're always motivating each other over there. And just, like, helping out with, like, the calls and, like, the alerts and the protection stuff. And, you know, Coach GT is getting them right, too, with the protections. He's coaching them up on that one. And I think that you don't see that too often in a lot of quarterbacks in college knowing protection. So I think that's good that GT is getting them right with that.
How much do you guys put that on yourselves to, hey, we got to help these guys out. They're trying to learn and get acclimated to this thing.
Yeah, you know, the quarterbacks, they have a lot on their plate. So it's important for, you know, the old linemen, we get in the huddle. We're like, okay, man, relax. You know, it's good. Like, you know, and just helping them out with, like, certain calls and stuff and checks. So, you know, it's doing good.
All right, I know you guys are going to get healthy in the running back room, but it seems like you got some talent there. How much fun is it to block so far this spring for the running backs you guys got out there?
Oh, it's amazing. You know, we got Dante, Emmett, and the other week I was with Maurice Mazuka, and he was having himself a good week. So, you know, it's fun seeing those guys when you're blocking your butt off for 6-plus seconds and you see a running back sprint through there and truck a safety. That's, like, one of the best feelings ever, seeing them put their head down and take one. So I love seeing that.
You know, the depth is just so important. You talked about on the O-line, the running back room. How critical is that, building that here in the spring so that you have enough bodies come the fall?
Yeah, I think it is important. You know, we're just trying to build everyone and seeing, you know, who wants it more pretty much. You know, we're all getting a fair shot and – everyone's got to get one better every day.
Helps though to have those backups, or you know, when you have that depth that people can step up and it's next man up and you don't lose a beat, right?
Yeah, I mean, we hold everyone to the same standard, so, and we're just trying to raise that standard every day, so you know, it shouldn't be too much of a drop off if someone else goes in.
You guys talked a lot last year about going up against this defense in practice. How has it been here in the spring now that they're in year two under Tony White?
You know, going against this defense for a whole year, you got me so much ready for this spring now. It's so much better knowing like their tendencies and like what they're doing and stuff now. So, oh, it's so much better. I love it.
They're building though, right? I mean, it seems like they're pretty hungry to raise the standard as well.
Oh yeah, you know, Coach T.Y., he never stops. He's always trying to figure out new ways to attack an offense and new ways to bring us back. So, you know, we still stay on our toes, but you know, it's a lot easier now that we know some of their tendencies and stuff.
All right, last thing I got for you. What's the goal for the offensive line here? Where do you guys want to be when you close this spring football chapter?
We just want to be able to finish dudes every play and block to the end of the whistle and a little bit more sometimes, you know?
Love it. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right, let's talk some special teams now with the now sophomore kicker, Tristan Alvano. He earned the starting job last fall and etched his name into the record books with his 55-yarder against Purdue, which was the longest field goal by a freshman in program history. He's going through his first spring with Husker football and feels like he's kicking the best he ever has. Your first spring, right? How has it been going through spring for the first time?
It's great. No, I don't know. It's fun. I'm really having a good time. You know, the winter was tough, but it was really good for us, you know, going through mat drills and team commitment week and just kind of get back out here and play some football. Like it's really fun and I'm really enjoying it.
How did you feel like you grew throughout going through that for the first time?
It was different. You know, I mean, they, you know, it's hard. It's hard stuff. You know, it's a job. That's what you do in college. Like college sports are hard and this winter's tough, but just getting used to that and kind of seeing yourself grow kind of mentally is really fun, you know, doing hard things, you know, a common person doesn't do that. So kind of trying to test yourself and push your limits and then seeing yourself grow is really a special thing, I think.
You earned the starting job last year when the season was closed. How did you go back and evaluate how your first year went as a Husker?
Yeah, you know, just kind of looking back at the moments, I think I definitely have a lot to grow. I mean, there was definitely some, you know, inconsistency during there, but you know, overall I was, you know, kind of happy with how I grew over the course of the season. You know, I mean I'll be the first to tell you I had a tough start. I think I don't want to start off with the way I did, but kind of coming, having to bounce back and, you know, make some kicks and put pressure on myself, like it was really good mentally to kind of see myself grow, and I'm just really excited for this, the rest of the spring and this upcoming season, because I made a lot of growth in the winter and I'm excited to show it.
What goes into you, your goals, and what you want to accomplish during spring?
Honestly, everything I worked on in the winter, just trying to get more and more consistent with that. I worked really hard with Chris Brown and the staff here. You know, that's someone I give a lot of credit to. You know, he's been my mentor for years, and you know, and then, you know, seeing whatever the staff sees and the other specialists see with my kicks, you know, all the credit goes to them. But really, just trying to focus in on kind of the changes we made and get ready to continue that in the spring. So yeah,
got Brian Buscini back. How nice is that to have a veteran guy in that room?
Oh, it's great. Yeah, we got some old guys in the room. You know, Marco and Timmy last year were old, and Brian and Tuck got a year older. So yeah, we got some old guys in the room, but it's really nice to kind of see there's guys to look up to, and you know, those are the guys to do it, and it's really nice to kind of, I mean, I'm young and still, but you know, not as young as I was a few months ago during the season, so it's really nice still to look up to them. And you know, it's good role models for sure.
There's some changes, right, in the field goal unit. So how do you guys go about that and developing that chemistry?
Yeah, honestly, just reps. You know, the spring is huge for reps. You know, we only got 15 practices out here, so getting as many reps as we can, you know, taking advantage of them is huge. And, yeah, just doing our job and executing.
You have a unique job in this competition deal where you kind of go around in the golf cart and whoever needs a field goal, you got to kick. How has that been for you being a part of this competition?
Man, if I wasn't in love with my job already, I fell in love with it more. I'll tell you that much. I know some of the guys are, you know, pretty upset that I just get to go around in a golf cart, but getting the chance to do that and, you know, kind of, I don't know, they play a walk-up song in the back of the golf cart and then we get to hop out the truck, kick a field goal and drive off. I mean, that's pretty special, and it creates a lot of fun, and honestly, it believe it or not, it's kind of game-like, you know. Yeah. Driving around, you know, not knowing where you're going to kick, having to get out there in a few seconds and, you know, figure everything out with the wind and everything and picking a target. I mean, it's pretty game-like, believe it or not, minus the golf cart.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's got to help you too. I mean, just the pressure of, hey, these guys want you to make the field goal and you know, just the different situations that you're in, it's got to help push you as well.
Yeah, no, I never would have thought I got iced, but they tried to ice me today and it didn't work, but so I'll give some guys some crap about that later. But yeah, no, it's fun. You know, the defense wants me to miss, the offense wants me to make it, you know, it's fun.
You get any offers to make one or miss one for either team?
People are trying to tell the specialists that we're on this team, when really we're not on any of the teams. You know, we're just there trying to execute, and you know, we're having some fun on the golf cart.
How much has that helped just this team? How much of a fun element has that been to add that here this spring?
Oh, it's a blast. I mean, kind of, you know, that's something I didn't expect. The spring leagues are a really creative idea, and you know, the fact that we get to be a part of it and aren't kind of left out is fun. And yeah, I mean, it just creates more game-like scenarios, you know, 2-minute red zone, anything like that. Like that, it's game-like, so we love it.
You know, the camaraderie, the chemistry was just so important last season. How has that been a part of it this time around, and re-kind of building that again, building off of what you guys did last year in that regard?
Yeah, no, I mean, the process hasn't changed no matter what. Really just building that consistency is huge. You know, obviously, I mean, Cam is great. He's been here a while, and he's a new snapper. But so he's new to our unit, but he's worked with us for a long time, and I'm just really excited for, you know, him to get his opportunity. And I mean, Brian stays the same at holder, and yeah, I mean, we're just continue every day, repping it out and getting better every day.
All right, what are your goals for the rest of spring before you guys take the field for the spring game?
Well, I mean, I feel like I'm kicking the best I ever have right now, so continue to keep that up. I mean, I know I hold myself to high standards, so I mean, I don't know anything about percentages or numbers, but you know, I want to kick the best I can and continue that throughout the rest of the way. And spring game, I mean, I'm just happy I will get to go out there and show out with my teammates. Yeah, I'm really excited for that opportunity.
Husker fans, a week from this Saturday, the Huskers will be kicking things off in the annual spring game, and you don't want to miss your chance to get a first look at the 2024 Husker football team. Be inside Memorial Stadium on Saturday, April 27th for the annual Nebraska football red and white spring game presented by FNBO. Tickets are on sale now and are only $15 for adults and $5 for youth aged high school and younger. To secure your tickets today or for more information, visit huskers.com/tickets or call 402-472-3111. Thanks for listening and watching. I'm Jessica Cootie with the Huskers Radio Network.